Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Robert Smith is an African-American businessman, investor, and philanthropist. He's a founder, chairman, and CEO of a private equity firm, Vista Equity Partners. In 2018, Forbes ranked him as the 163rd richest person in America. And during his commencement speech to the mostly black and male Morehouse class of 2019, he said, quote, "This is my class 2019, and my family is going to create a grant to eliminate your student loans," end of quote. His announcement was met with shock, surprise, joy, and a huge standing ovation. The dollar value of his generous donation is somewhere in the area of $40 million. The value to the boost of lifting the financial strain from these students is enormous. While Smith is considered to be the wealthiest African-American, even surpassing Oprah Winfrey, he grew up in a predominantly African-American middle-class neighborhood. Both of his parents were school teachers. In his life, he developed a reliability test for semiconductors, worked as a chemical engineer where he earned two United States and European patents, earned an MBA specializing in finance and marketing, joined Goldman Sachs in technology investment banking, and advised over $50 billion in merger and acquisition with companies such as Apple, Microsoft, Texas Instruments, eBay, and Yahoo. Now, in 2000, he founded Vista Equity Partners, a private equity and venture capital firm with over $46 billion in cumulative capital commitments. Now, why mention all of this? Because as a wealthy entrepreneur, he has contributed to many causes. His enormous contribution to the Morehouse graduate class of 2019 was a choice, not a result of a forced tax. He had gratitude for his good fortune in his life and passed on some of what he has achieved to very impressionable young adults. Hopefully, they will take the imprint on this moment in their lives to pass along the gratitude to another generation beginning their way in the world. Now, unfortunately, recently elected Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez weighed in on Smith's offer with faint praise and an opportunity to politicize his gesture. She said students shouldn't be forced to rely on the generosity of others. She tweeted, "It's important to note that people shouldn't be in a situation where they depend on a stranger's enormous act of charity for this kind of liberation." Now, first of all, the students were not forced to rely on Smith's generosity. They took out loans for school just as one takes out a loan to buy a house. They fully expected to pay it back. Generations of students have done the very same thing. The students did not depend on his act as a kind of liberation. It was a surprise. It was a gift. It was unexpected and a forward-paying act of kindness. It was a lesson in gratitude. Ocasio-Cortez's idea is that if we just taxed everyone more and more, we could make college free for everyone without having to rely on anyone's generosity. And while we're at it, if we just increase taxes a bit more, the government could provide housing, food, clothing, and more to everyone. Not all rich people are as giving as Robert Smith. But in fact, rich entrepreneurs have been reflecting their gratitude with kind gestures for a long time. In this case, as much as the actual dollars have taken the stress off the recipients, he has imparted a valuable lesson that they never would have gained had the government been there to dole the money out. Robert Smith has done so much more than just paying off their student debt. He has given them a sense of appreciation the government never could have given them. He has given them a life lesson that no bureaucrat could ever have taught to them. Whereas government handouts decrease a sense of pride, Robert Smith has elevated their humanity. This is something that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez does not understand and is a lesson for which she could never provide. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.